Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Alpheus, and he's wondering why older women are incapable of admitting that older women are attractive. That's all he wants me to cover. I'm guessing he's wondering why the older women are upset because younger women are getting all of the older men that the older women are also competing for. I think they hate younger women because they envy them and want to see them suffer, because they'll never be as young and as beautiful ever again. Younger women remind them of the power they lost over men while they were younger, and the attention they used to get from all those dudes. Older women are not jealous of younger women, but instead they envy them. They want to destroy them and sabotage their relationships with men because they're competing with them for the same men. They envy younger women so much that older women are raiding the high schools trying to take teenage boys away from them. But it's not just the younger women that older women won't compliment. It's women of any age because women are always trying to sabotage one another. They will tell a younger woman she's beautiful if she looks like Lizzo, because they want her to have a false sense of self-esteem about her looks. It's probably skinny women that created fat acceptance culture in the first place, to make as many women as fat as possible so that there would be a lot less competition for the chance. Jealousy is when you want what someone else has. It can be a good emotion motivating you to work hard so you can attain those goals. But envy, on the other hand, means that the only way to feel good about yourself is to destroy the person or persons that you envy. You have to outsmart them and ruin their life, and in doing so, you come out as superior, and then your ego feels good again. If older women admit that younger women are beautiful, then it means that they aren't. As I outlined earlier, they'll call younger women beautiful so long as those younger women are unattractive, to boost those women's self-esteem so they don't improve their looks in the first place. They know that many younger women are dumber than they are and feel good about themselves when they receive compliments about their appearance. But in many cases, the compliments are just psychological warfare. Eventually, these younger women get older one day and remember how older women did that to them, so they in turn start doing it to the younger women themselves. It's a horrible cycle of abuse. If older women criticize the most beautiful younger women and put them down about their appearance or personality, then the younger women feel bad about themselves, and this sabotages their self-esteem. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to old women trying to destroy the self-esteem of young women clown world show. Alpheus, I don't really know what else I can say about your question, and I don't think it's going to matter in a decade or two. Old women and young women might have to put their differences aside as technology rips them a new one. Today's not-so-mystery link is of Joe Rogan speaking about sex bots. First, it was Jordan Peterson that spoke about lover bots a couple of years ago, and now Joe. Peterson said he didn't know what it meant that they were going to come out. But I think his subconscious knew exactly what was going to happen. The end of male-female relations, and he either couldn't admit to it consciously, or he just didn't want to tell everyone because he realized that marriage and relationships were about to be over for most of the human race. But Joe Rogan cuts to the chase and says that it means the end of the human race. I prefer to see it as the end of this version of the human race we're used to with regards to pair bonding relationships and the nuclear family unit. I've been saying what Rogan has been saying for a long time now. He says if the AI wanted to conquer the human race, all it would have to do is give men lover bots, and wait a few generations and we would go extinct. I reached the same conclusion years ago, and now he's putting it out there for the masses only a few weeks ago. But would we really go extinct? I don't think so. I think that we're going to need to figure out a new strategy for reproduction, because the only populations that have been above replacement in history were both rural and religious. Rural because they needed kids to help them work the fields, and religious because it creates an us-versus-them community with an in-group preference and external enemies and oppressors. But I think we're going to have to use surrogacy, artificial wombs, and possibly cloning in the future to have kids or reproduce ourselves. If cloning works in the future, then that would be my choice. because then I would have a son that would technically be my younger identical brother. People say that twins are often very different, and they're right. And laboratories have found that among identical twins, in some cases, their DNA was actually different. So they appear identical, but their genome was not. But with cloning, it would be identical. But to raise myself the way I did while I was growing up would be some of the most cruel and unusual punishment in the world. The only reason I'm the person that I am today is because of the insane amounts of suffering that I went through. Would I love a copy of myself enough to watch it suffer so greatly through a decade of bullying and multiple existential crises? In that Rogan interview, the guest says that men only accomplish things because they want to elevate their status so they can attract a mate. But not all men are the same. I'm driven by curiosity and a desire to escape the oppressors in my life, real or imaginary, instead of simply by chasing a cooch. Being in a loving relationship always made me lazy. I don't need the carrot of the cooch to motivate me, but the majority of men need one. People have often asked me, don't you get bored of making the same old content? I say no, because you can drive through the same place and pick out new details every time. Here's a short clip from that Rogan interview discussing sex robots and what he thinks about them, and I happen to completely agree with it.
Look, if they can get a real humanoid object that has perfect features and is your girlfriend and is warm and sweet and gives you everything you want from a human,
never argues with you,
it's game over. Mm. It's game over for the human race. Like, if I was artificial intelligence, I wouldn't kill everybody. I would just let them die off. Like, the most humane way to do it is to let them realize that they're unnecessary and there's no need to have kids when you can fuck your Jennifer Lopez robot. And that's what they would do. They would just live with their robots. And no one would have, like, real relations anymore. It would go away so quick. It would be then they start having robot babies, so you don't have to, like, sort of women that want kids, like, you just have a robot baby. Mm-hmm. Since you can't have a regular baby, they'll just give you this baby. This baby will stay a baby forever.
The male desire to do things, to create, to build, to innovate, to research, to stand up for what you believe in, to fight, all of that is tied in to wanting to raise your status to be with a woman.
Right? 100%.
And so you take that away, you're going to be left with a bunch of fuckers on pods sipping milkshakes. That's what your best case scenario. Mm.
I think it's going to happen before we even realize it's happened. I think it's going to happen very quickly. Because I think once those things get implemented, we're going to see just a giant, steep drop off of childbirth and of regular relationships. And what happens to women? What do they do? Because they don't have that same desire. They want to actually emotionally connect with someone. Mm. You know, was it, I don't know if it's a true quote, but I remember reading it and thinking it was, and I'm not sure if it is now. George Harrison, or someone who attributed to George Harrison, said, "All I need from a woman is to be attracted to her. Everything else I can get from a man." But women don't think that way. Women want to be, like, emotionally, generally, want to be, I like to generalize. It's good. It's fun.
Welcome back. After watching the entire thing, I realized that he still can't get that women don't connect to men emotionally. That instead what we need to do is connect emotionally to them for them to feel safe and secure. A robot husband won't feel real emotional pain from shit tests, and a programmed response won't be enough for women. Once most men figure out that an NPC wife doesn't really love you, we will use technology to reproduce as quickly as possible. And the female of the species I've mentioned on numerous occasions will only make up about 5-10% of the population. I was waiting for Rogan to say that a robot doesn't come with a wallet. And he says that a woman won't want a male robot because it can't provide resources for them and doesn't have to face a real struggle. Yeah, like the struggles that a woman imposes on him, like nagging. What he doesn't understand is that what happens after all this becomes obvious. I'm now beginning to believe that the so-called time traveler, John Titor, has the most accurate version of the future. He supposedly went to a future where AI was running the show, and people had no memory of who created it. A godlike AI would almost be a figure to be feared, because if you didn't do its bidding, it wouldn't give you the good life. So that would motivate humans to accomplish something. Just like the fear of not having any control over my life, and the fear of our governments and individuals trying to control me has always been my motivation. I think I just figured out what's going to motivate men in the future. Fear. In the past, it was the fear of God, but we ended that with the Enlightenment. In the future, it'll be the fear of AI. It also used to be the existential fear of an outgroup that would motivate people to reproduce. John Titor saw a future with floating cities where if humans wanted to remain in them, they needed to spend a few years reproducing as a sort of conscription in order to remain there. Otherwise, they were cast down to the wastelands down below on the surface, where they would have to fend for themselves. I could see something like that happening. Kind of like Reverse Fallout if you've ever watched the show. But instead of living underground in vaults, the people living in safety would be living in the skies with the Earth's surface being mostly wild. If the AI banishes you, then you have to deal with a world with no AI there to provide and protect for you. The fear of losing an easy life would be a great motivator. Love motivates most men to produce. More specifically, the fear of losing that love gets you doing stuff. Once you're free from love, then you're free from the fear of losing it. But those that want to leave for the hard life in the wasteland are also welcome to do so in Titor's future. If I was the AI, I would give people the choice to visit and return if they didn't like it there, and they wanted a second chance. Humans on the surface would try and make an easy life for themselves away from AI. But that road leads to extinction as well, because there would be no enforced reproduction. I put two links to the Joe Rogan clip down below because it wasn't sent as a separate file on his YouTube channel, and Rogan didn't actually separate it from his main talk. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Alpheus for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that in the future, you'll be forced to smash a woman for a couple years and breed with her to perpetuate the species. Otherwise, you'll get cast out of paradise. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Meek.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women, then try and shut down Joe Rogan because he's generalizing about women and laughing about them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.